But I like his, you know, once again, the United States will remain strong in our conviction that we must not and will not allow the world's worst leaders to hold the United States and our friends and allies blackmail. Oh, my God. It is funny, isn't it? In a dark, dirty, filthy, macabre sort of way. That this is the guy who's going to make decisions, or is making decisions, or at least mouthing the decisions made by his brain trust about who lives and who dies. Deep breath. A little yoga breathing exercise, but don't do it in Aspen, Colorado, because they're convinced the devil is inside of you if you do breathing exercises, yoga breathing exercises. Jim is calling from Lyle, Illinois. Jim knows quite a bit about yoga, don't you, Jim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At least I've got a cousin out in California who can tell me about it.
That's true, yeah, right.
You know, things are looking up journalistically. The Chicago Trib fired Bob Green because of a sexual indiscretion.
Yeah, with a teenager, I understand. What is up with that?
And that was 10 years ago.
It was 10 years ago. Well, yeah. that certainly excuses it.
Yeah, I think... No, I think that with him, the case was that he got kind of disconnected from the paper pretty much, and somebody decided to stick a knife in him.
Well, it certainly worked. Whatever happened, he's gone.
Yeah. No, one of your previous listeners was wondering if there were any Democrats with spinal cords left, and the most unlikely case, I guess, proving that the stop clock does indeed... tell the correct time twice a day. It's Robert Byrd of West Virginia.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
I've been following little bits and pieces on C-SPAN at night after everybody's gone to bed of the filibuster or whatever it is he's doing to stop the he's trying to stop the implementation of the
of the Homeland Security.
Homeland Security, that's right.
Yeah, and what he's doing is that he's offering up amendments, and I think it's not quite a filibuster where, you know, you don't have any pretense of doing anything useful, because everything he's doing is on topic and it's very constitutional, kind of like all these old-time Southern populists used to do, only this time it's totally legit and for a damn good cause. And, you know, nobody has a real answer to anything he's saying. Nobody even tries to.
Hey, we got a break here. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you. We're going to play a little music here in honor of our cyborg VP, Dick Cheney, who is falling down on his job as W's mouthpiece.
TXU is an active, growing energy company with a unique strategy that allows us to move up and down the whole energy value chain. So if margin shows up in production, we can take it. If it is on the retail side, we get there. We are like a tennis player with six arms. And we win games. For investment information, call us at 1-800-828-0812 or visit us at txu.com.
When the gas light comes on in your car, do you tap it to try to turn it off? When you get a flat tire, do you drive around hoping it will reinflate? No. But right now, you could be ignoring a battery problem, which is why there's Diehard Express at Sears Auto Center. Diehard Express is more than a battery service. It's a complete checkup for your car's electrical system. Our experts will look for common problems, and if it's the battery, we'll install a new Diehard in 30 minutes or less. Guaranteed. Diehard Express. Only at Sears. Where else?
Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Steve. Let's talk cars. Now, I'm not going to ramble on about horsepower. I bought my car and I drive it. Other than a regular oil change, I don't know much about it, but I've got the experts at Jiffy Lube to make me smart, like severe driving. It's not the founding trip to Yosemite. It's actually what you do every day. wear and tear from stop-and-go driving. If they can explain severe driving, then I can trust them. That's why I get a Jiffy Lube Signature Service oil change every 3,000 miles.
Want your car to run like a well-oiled machine? Take it to the place that works like one. Jiffy Lube, the well-oiled machine.
Do you want the best rates on term life insurance? Of course you do. Would you like to protect your family with $1 million in coverage for less than $3 a day? It's real easy. Listen to these examples. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, can obtain $1 million of coverage. Issue preferred for only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. A 50-year-old man, non-tobacco user, can get $500,000 of coverage. Issue preferred for only $113 a month. And these rates are guaranteed not to change for 20 years. If you smoke, we have great rates for you, too. Listen, if you want great term life insurance coverage to ensure your family's security, we're talking about $500,000 or more. That's our specialty, and no one can beat us. Call my friends at Term Busters. We're here 24 hours a day to help. Rates and availability may vary by state. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
My name is Michael Balzer. I'm 21 years old, and I got my wish when I was 17. I wanted to be in a movie with a certain famous actor, but wasn't going to work out. So instead, I kind of decided to get equipment to make my own movie so that eventually I can make this famous actor want to be in a movie with me. Once the Make-A-Wish people got involved, within 3 weeks of having all of the equipment, I started working on my first film. I love working, and I love creating. It helps you get through those really like long hospital stays. It doesn't make the illness go away. What it's there for is to make the kids happy. You know, it's just at least for one day that you can forget about everything else and just think about this one thing that you've always wanted happening for you. The Make-A-Wish folks don't stop caring. You're not just a file that they put away in a cabinet. You are a person, and they get to know you, and they want to help you. They want to make you happy.
If you know a child who needs our help, please visit us at wish.org and share the power of a wish.
Close your eyes for a moment. Now imagine you're away from it all. Beside a crystal clear mountain stream, the cool grass crunches underfoot. Take a deep breath and drink in the sound of water cascading over the stones as birds call out from above. A real paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. And with your help, places like this one can last forever. You see, the Nature Conservancy works locally with communities, businesses, and people like you to preserve the most precious natural places around the world. They protect the animals that live there, the plants that grow there, and even the water. That way, this beautiful place will be beautiful forever. And we'll make sure that closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. That's nature.org.
You're listening to America's Sweetheart. It's Mike Malloy.
It's about four and a half before the hour. Back to Jim in Lyle, Illinois, our bureau chief up there, as a matter of fact.
So obviously, you know, the news media are not reporting stuff like that. I mean, it's kind of big news when somebody that conservative is in full tilt opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you're not going to, I guess you're not going to see it except on C-SPAN. And you can see other things on C-SPAN too, like evidently every law that gets passed that W doesn't like, he just doesn't enforce it, or they change it, the plain meaning of the law. They did it with campaign finance reform.
Oh, yeah, since he's been in office, he's vetoed nothing that's come across his desk. All he does, as you point out, he just makes sure that the enforcement agencies responsible for those laws are told to ignore them. You're absolutely right.
There was a press conference with McCain and Feingold and a few others really denouncing in very strong terms President and his administration of this, yet I never read about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday, there was an agriculture bill, and I'm not really up on the details, but basically it was a bill that got passed. It was an agricultural program to provide relief of some sort, and Tom Harkin, the committee chairman, basically raked over the whoever the administration officials were for basically ignoring the law and just not funding the programs that they didn't mm-hmm. feel like they wanted.
Right, right.
It's like, today, Senator Byrd said something really interesting. He said, well, now, you know, the administrations come and go, and we may have Bush for 2 more years or 6 more years or 8 more years. Only God knows. I mean, he's coming right out and saying, we may not be having elections for a whole lot longer. And, and it just, you know, I get that funny feeling, and then I just go to sleep and hope it's just a bad dream.
And when you wake up in the morning, the bluebirds will be out, the air will be breathable, the water will be drinkable, and George Bush will be just a bad nightmare.
And Gore will be in the White House where he belongs.
I hear that loud and clear. Thanks,
Jim.
Like
this. Bye.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. We're about out of time, aren't we? Huh? What do we got left? 40 seconds? Not even that. Thanks a lot for tuning in today and for calling in. Program today engineered in Detroit by Steve Damschroeder, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman's our announcer. My name's Mike. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2002.